at noon for Coasting in Retirement with Josh Null, president of Gulf Coast Financial Advisors, discussing the right tips and tricks for you to achieve the retirement of your dreams. Sunday at noon on FM Talk 106.5.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. The U.S. and Iran exchange intensifying fire across the Persian Gulf as an interim deal to end the war is threatened.
The U.S. has launched new strikes on Iran on Thursday. Tehran responded by targeting Bahrain, Kuwait, and Qatar. Shortly before the U.S. strikes, President Donald Trump said recent Iranian attacks on ships in the Strait of Hormuz signaled the end of the ceasefire.
And I say we hit them 20 to 1. Every time they hit us, we're going to hit them 20.
In Iran, the 2 days of American airstrikes have killed at least 14 people and wounded scores more, according to Iranian authorities. Iran's retaliatory attacks in the Gulf appeared bigger all around, with sirens sounding in Kuwait and at least three times in Bahrain. I'm Karen Shemes.
A Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate is dropping out.
In Maine,
we believe that for the movement to continue,
Democratic Senate candidate Graham Plattner,
it can't be made,
posting a video to social media following a sexual assault allegation.
We are suspending campaign operations.
It came from a woman who dated him, who said he drunkenly forced her to have sex despite her telling him to stop, an allegation Plattner denies.
I know that some will think it's an admission of guilt, and it most certainly is not.
Maine law includes a provision for Democrats to replace Plattner before the general election, and the state Democratic Party held an emergency meeting earlier Wednesday where more than 100 committee members signed off on holding a nominating convention in the event of Plattner's withdrawal. I'm Ben Thomas.
Yet another brutal heat dome set to roast part of the United States starting this weekend as part of a major weather pattern change. Some of the most intense heat will center on the Rockies, where some daily records are likely to be tied or broken. And wildfire activity will be a major concern in some areas. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Hey, I'm not one to say I told you so, but do you remember last year when I told you that Pure Talk was hands down the best wireless company that I'd ever used? Well, some of you were skeptical, but Consumer Reports just asked 120,000 people to rate every wireless company in America, including the big boys. Well, guess which company was the only company to get 5 stars in every category? Yeah, Pure Talk. Coverage, support, value, data. 5 stars across the board. No service contracts, no cancellation fees, just great U.S. customer service on a crazy fast 5G network for a fraction of what you've been paying. I'm not going to say I told you so, but I will encourage you one more time to dial #250, say micro, and switch to a 5-star American wireless company that won't let you down. Pure Talk.
The Trump administration cracking down on an abuse of the H-1B visa program.
Vice President J.D. Vance says the administration is launching a new effort targeting abuse of the H-1B visa program.
Today, I'm proud to announce that the Federal Department of Labor has started dozens of subpoenas and investigations into foreign fraudsters who are trying to take advantage of the H-1B visa program.
The administration says the effort is aimed at protecting American workers. Willie Nelson, Washington.
Kentucky's governor has written an open letter to Mitch McConnell asking the Republican senator to disclose more about his condition. It's been 3 weeks of silence from the 84-year McConnell since he was hospitalized. Former Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan has been spared from prison for ushering a Mexican defendant out of her courtroom as ICE agents waited in the hallway. A federal judge has fined her $5,000. News at townhall.com. A judge has ordered E. Jean Carroll to be paid $5.8 million in the Trump sex abuse and defamation case. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer with the update in this report.
A federal judge says writer E. Jean Carroll can be paid the $5.8 million that was set aside after a jury found that President Donald Trump sexually abused her in 1996 and defamed her after she publicly revealed the attack. Trump's lawyers immediately appealed that order, which frees the money to be released to Carroll. Carroll's lawyers requested disbursement of the money after the Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal of the 2023 civil civil verdict. Trump has resumed defamatory attacks against Carroll as his lawyers consider asking the high court to reconsider its decision. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects sunny skies today with just isolated showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
This summer, FM Talk 1065 features the America 250 Summer Showcase. To be eligible to win, either send us your patriotic photo on Facebook or visit our sponsor locations and enter. Sponsors include G&D Farms, Cart Doctor, and Piggly Wiggly. One grand prize winner will be drawn August 31st from our weekly winners and location qualifiers. The America 250 Summer Showcase with FM Talk 1065.
Good morning from the Green to Phillips. Century Doors Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have cleared a few accidents we've got from the 1065 split. You've got heavier traffic near Range Line and 65. Then as you're traveling I-10 westbound across the Bayway to the George Wallace Tunnel. The Spa at the Battle House offers a co-ed experience every Thursday. The perfect opportunity for couples to unwind together in a serene setting, enjoying their hot tub, fire tower, and complimentary beverages and 50, 80, or 100-minute couples massage. Call to schedule your couples experience today. And I'm Kate. To the FM Talk 1065 traffic.
News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 1065 807. Mobile Mornings, and a lot to get to this hour, including your text, 251-343-0106. We'll get to all of those. Also, Rob Holbert with Lanyap coming up at the bottom of the hour. Right now, Mark Ingram, our friend, the Vice President of Corporate Services and Public Relations at Baldwin EMC. D.O., he's on the line with us right now.
Yeah, good friend of the station. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, gentlemen, good morning.
Yeah.
How are y'all?
We're doing great, and good to have you on again, and good to have you on for yet another good cause. And while parents kind of toil through summer and figure out what the heck they're going to do with these kids for the next month and a few days, that means school's on the way, and your annual Supplies for Success school drive coming up here, and not coming up, we're in it right now. It'll run to the end of the month. Tell us about it, Mark.
Absolutely, yes. It will be soon for school to begin and the kids to be back in the classroom, and we've got our fifth annual Supplies for Success drive underway, benefiting the Palm Project of Baldwin County. It will go through July 30th, and we're collecting various school supplies at our locations in Somerdale, Orange Beach, and Bay Minette. And one thing that we're looking for is new, unused school supplies, such as pencils, notebooks, crayons, journals, backpacks, soft lunch boxes, deodorant, scientific calculators, anything like that that will help the students in the classroom and will make a meaningful and lasting impact for these students.
Yeah, yeah. And this is Launch into Learning, the title for the drive this year. And I noticed while you were saying the supplies that you guys are requesting, first off, some of the school supplies, not necessarily the same as when I was in school. I mean, we're talking earbuds. That was verboten back then because they thought you were listening to, I don't know, Young Jeezy while listening to
We had headphones then, didn't we?
Yeah. And we weren't allowed to use them. Now it's part of the curriculum with some of this tech they use. And also those backpacks, it really helps if they have the computer padding in them. I see as well. But you mentioned some supplies that aren't necessarily school supplies, but things that these kids could use, like deodorant and toothpaste and hairbrushes and things of that nature.
Yes, exactly. You know, a lot of students in Baldwin County, you know, don't have the necessary supplies that they need, and they're, you know, economically impacted with things that they're going through. So any way that we can provide support to these students so that they can have, you know, learning opportunities in the classroom and don't have to worry about those necessary things makes a huge difference. And we're so glad to partner with the Palm Project, which is a part of the Baldwin County Education Coalition. You know, it gives school counselors, social workers, and teachers access to those supplies for local students who may not be able to provide their own. It supports all the public schools in Baldwin County, including Gulf Shores and Orange Beach City Schools. So we're very glad to partner with them. And Baldwin EMC, you know, always looks for opportunities to help our community out. And what better way to invest in our future generations?
You know, and you don't have to be necessarily in the biggest rush to try to help again, because this is through the month of July, correct?
It is. It'll run through July 30th. That's correct.
And all of the Baldwin EMC office locations, that's where you can drop off, not just the main office there, but you got Orange Beach, Summerdale, and Bay Minette, right?
We do. All three offices have barrels in the lobbies where you can drop items off, and we would really appreciate you just bringing, you know, if you can only bring one item, bring one item. If you bring several items, please do so. But any way that we can remove any barriers to learning and giving children the tools they need to succeed in the classroom.
Yeah, and they need to be new and unused, right? We don't want to see any pencils that have been worn down to like golf cart size pencils.
Yeah, a speed stick with the top off.
we need an eraser on the top of them.
That's right, yeah.
Hey, Mark, by the way, it's been a slow season so far with any kind of tropical storms to this point. Talk to Dr. Bill about it every day. Baldwin EMC, I guess you guys are just always in kind of a wait-and-see mode or planning or just trying to make sure your ducks are in a row, right?
We are. We're in that preparation mode and keeping an eye on the weather. And I listen every morning to y'all as coming to work and Dr. Bill giving that forecast. And I like when he always says, no tropical activity.
It's the sweetest words of the morning, that's for sure. Mark, we really appreciate your time. We appreciate what Baldwin EMC does for the community, and looking forward to checking in afterwards to see how this thing went.
Well, we thank y'all, too, and thank y'all for the impact that y'all make on the community as well. You bring great news and information, and y'all do a great show.
Thank you very much, Mark, and you've been a part of it since I've been here, for sure, since day one. So thanks again. We'll catch up soon.
Okay, Dan and Dalton. Bye-bye.
All right. Mark Ingram, Baldwin EMC. And, the EMC Baldwin EMC Supplies for Success launch for this school drive runs through July 30th. You can drop off these new unused school supplies at the Summerdale location, Orange Beach, or Bay Minette. Looking at the text line, Squirrel Vereen texting us, he says, Iran fires missiles at random countries and their citizens and commercial ships. Why in the heck does the president get more flack for having the military hit those terrorists and their weapons? Iran isn't just retaliating against the U.S., since they will always do that kind of thing anyway. What do you make of the president's shift in tone over these last couple of days and basically declaring the ceasefire over.
Yeah.
And hitting them hard two nights in a row now, even yesterday telling them he was going to hit them hard and then doing so. I still think that, you know, yesterday once he hopped on Air Force One, which that was kind of a weird situation too. So he was in Turkey for the two-day NATO summit, and he took the new Qatari-gifted Air Force One, or I guess it'd be like, I forget what they... It is an Air Force One, but it's like the second version of that. So they flew that over with the president in it. But then as they left the Turkey summit, they were traveling to another military base, and I think that was in England that they were going to. But the newest version of the Air Force One, with all the new bells and whistles, flew ahead without the president. He flew on the older Air Force One along with the press. And whether or not that was because Iran they obviously want to kill him, but whether there was an immediate threat, that's kind of the question that's out there right now. Because once they boarded the older Air Force One to fly to that base in England, again, I believe, I might be a little wrong on that, but I think it was in England, he had the press corps put their window shades down. And he said something about it being because of Iranian security threats. Yeah, so that was kind of a really weird situation. And whether the newest Air Force One is totally equipped with... Now, we know it has a bunch of bells and whistles. And I was reading up last week on how nice it is on the inside and how many different ways it can communicate. But I don't know whether... There were people wondering whether it has all the... evasion components necessary nuclear safety equipped right now. Just a weird situation. We don't have a lot of answers on that.
Interesting. And how comfortable do you think the press was?
Yeah. He said, well, they're really after me. Now you know how I feel, but maybe you should look into another profession if this isn't working for you.
Yeah. That changes the kind of the tone of your job immediately when the president's saying, pull your shade down because these guys want to kill me. And now we're going to be lifting off here in just a moment.
And by the way, what good does that do?
I don't know.
Shade down. Maybe he was just messing with
them. I don't know. Pulling the shade down seems like that would be a pretty futile exercise.
Yeah, but maybe, and two, while he was on that flight, he mentioned, well, Iran just called and they want to make a deal after he had already hit them. So, we'll see. I do imagine that they hit them really hard, and I know they hit a lot of infrastructure last night.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Like in a couple of days, we can go to certain sites, and we can get a true assessment. And, well, this may last more days. We don't know. Wouldn't bother me, but we can get an assessment. And I think that's a key part of all this, is to really get a true assessment of what damage has been done, where the line or the limit is when we think that we have done enough harm. And they may have to take out infrastructure that it looks like he's been avoiding to this point. He took out some bridges that were train bridges, right?
Yeah.
But I think that's probably going to be the last thing that he can do, is actually do the kind of harm that he's been trying to avoid all this time, in case there was going to be another regime. But obviously we're dealing with pretty much not the same knuckleheads, but the same attitude and the same behavior. So it might as well be, this may be the fourth team, but they're acting the same way.
Yeah. Texter here says, with the Iranians chanting death to America and death to Israel during the funeral for Khamenei, should have bombed the funeral. Well, you're not the only one that's been saying that. But even with the ceasefire and how it hasn't really seemed like much of a ceasefire. I mean, the quietest time we had through this was basically Monday through Thursday of last week, when we were getting ready for the America 250 stuff.
Yeah.
And they were holding that funeral for Khamenei.
That's right.
But it's always Iran that breaks the promise. And then we hit them. And that was the case here. So if Trump would have hit the funeral, even with, you know, all of the leadership there. And remember, there were other...
He would have caught a lot of flack in the U.S. over that, if he had.
Yeah, he would have. But he's going to catch that flack anyway, right?
Well, but this would have been like a really like big 30-yard penalty to some. Many on the left, or much of the legacy media, would have really hammered
him. But remember, there were other heads of state there, too.
Yeah, I mean,
from other countries.
Yeah, oh, well, there you go.
So there's part of that. But I think more than anything, so many Iranian citizens out there, even if they were chanting death to America and death to Israel, a lot of that, not all of them, but a lot of them are pressured into that, sure. And a lot of them feel that same way. But hitting citizens would have been a bad look, too. But my main point is, it was Iran who eventually broke the truce. If we would have hit that funeral, it would have been Trump breaking the truce.
Yeah.
And he has managed to gather some backup from a lot of these other countries.
Yeah,
and
locally, I mean, regionally.
That too, but even the NATO countries, they're still not completely on board. But I don't think that NATO summit went as poorly as a lot of people imagined that it would.
No, I don't think it did.
He still let Spain hear it.
That was one of the last things he did, was Spain, you're out. Thanks for nothing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But I guess behind closed doors, they're saying it was actually a pretty moderate meeting with all of them. So we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, I don't think there was, and you have to look at the news, you know, coverage of this kind of thing, and you have to balance it to what really happened. But if something had really gone afoul in Turkey, it'd be all over NBC and CNN.
Yeah.
They would have jumped all over it. That's not what I've seen so far.
And maybe a big part of it was just getting the fuel prices down for July 4th and having an Independence Day where that wasn't the only thing we were talking about is the war in Iran. And if that was the case, then
we were talking about Murphy's USA.
Yeah, we were talking about gas prices.
Yeah.
Squirrel Vereen said, when the press flies on Air Force One, they have to hand over their phones and devices that send out signals to get put in a box. Maybe. I remember reading that in an article about the president's trip to either Iraq or Afghanistan for Thanksgiving. Michael says, I wouldn't necessarily agree with Squirrel Vereen. Iran is firing at neighboring countries, but they've been attacking U.S. bases in foreign countries. The 5th Fleet headquarters got smoked pretty good yesterday, too. I saw a video of a missile landing near it, but how smoked was it, Michael, the 5th Fleet headquarters? Let's see. Dalton, are you trying to taunt the English critic? We're bringing it back to yesterday's show. Foreboden. Is that what you said about the earbuds? It's forbidden. Correct yourself before she gets you. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, we're talking on here for hours. Yes, yes, I know that the word is not foreboden. And
I would like to hear from, was it Kathleen? Kathleen?
Kathleen, yeah. My new favorite.
I'd love to hear from her again.
Texter here says, Dan's speed stick with the top off comment got me. Yeah, there was nothing that freaked me out more than having to borrow a family member's deodorant and knowing it was used. I'd be like, I'll just go without.
You just got to do it. No, you don't want to do it. You just
got to find a nearby store.
I've got a speed stick in our office. You know that?
I didn't.
Yeah. I get here and think, did I apply this morning?
Yeah.
And
back up.
Yeah. I mean, it expired like in 2024.
What does that even mean? Expired deodorant?
It means expired deodorant. We can all look it up.
Good morning. I'm Shimani Baker for WKRG News 5. A second Pritchard police officer has been arrested for corruption in an ongoing investigation. Jahad Irby is charged with extortion, bribery, and using his office for personal gain. Emmanuel Dutch II, who was arrested last month, is facing those same charges in addition to 6 federal charges. Prosecutors say the officers concealed evidence connected to violent crimes, made unlawful traffic stops, and took bribes, allowing people to avoid arrest. An update on a Sunday morning murder in Mobile. Police have arrested 19-year-old Demetrius Jackson for the shooting death of a teenage boy in a car Jackson allegedly shot into. This happened at the corner of Government and Bayou Streets. Next week, a speed enforcement and awareness campaign on interstates and highways begins in 5 states, including Alabama. Operation Southern Slowdown runs from Monday, July 13th to Sunday, July 19th.
Looking for better health insurance for your employees? Have your premiums gone up again? Many companies don't realize they can access more competitive benefit plans by bundling payroll and HR services through Coastal HR's multi-company benefits program. If your business has been hit with a high renewal increase, it's worth a quick conversation. Call them 251-478-7444 and find out how much you could save. A full-service human resources department for small and medium-sized businesses. Coastal HR, serving Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio with Paul Roberts.
Let's make sure that no matter how old and wise you grow in life,
that you don't grow old and broke.
Paul is the president and chief wealth advisor with Roberts Wealth Management.
And these are some of the largest life-changing decisions you'll ever make in your lifetime. I want to make as many memories from 62 to 82 as I can.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio with Paul Roberts, Saturdays at 3 p.m. right here on FM Talk 106.5.
President Trump needs your help. Trump has endorsed Jerry Carl for Congress because he supports the America First agenda. Jerry Carl voted to build Trump's wall, fought to make life more affordable, cut taxes on Social Security, and delivered jobs for South Alabama. Trump needs him in Congress. That's why President Trump is counting on you to vote for Jerry Carl on August 11th.
I'm Jerry Carl, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Hey, I got a quick question for you. What are you doing on Saturday morning, say at 10 a.m.? Well, my name is Randy Bergen, and I'm the host of Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show, and I want to personally invite you to join me, golf pro Bobby Hall, and the cast of characters, along with some big names in sports, each and every Saturday morning. We'll talk sports the way you talk sports, and we'll have fun along the way. So hang out with us this Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. It is the fastest hour in radio, and it lives right here on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Albans Credit Union Traffic Center, eastbound I-10 between Range Line and 65, you've got an accident slowing up traffic. Also, delays continue as you're traveling off of Airport and Dolphin and Old Shell in 65. Downtown, the tunnels, the Bayway, the Causeway, steady on the way in. Albans Credit Union wants to help every child develop smart financial habits with their new youth account program, which includes levels such as Adventure, where teens begin managing products like debit cards. Visit albanseu.com to open their youth account today. And I'm Kane to the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Turn up your voice on the text line, 251-343-0106. Now, back to Mobile Mornings.
Can expired deodorant be like you're throwing shade on somebody like, you're expired deodorant? You've actually looked up the what happens when you use expired deodorant.
Yeah, it's exactly what you think. It just doesn't keep you as fresh.
Yeah,
I think it's a big scam, personally. Not deodorant in general. I do think you should use deodorant.
Yes, that's you, Italy. But expired deodorant, it's not like when you maybe like expired coleslaw or sour cream when you have really some ramifications that are quite regrettable.
Yeah.
No. Expired deodorant simply doesn't work as well.
Yeah, you don't get sick, just the people around you get sick from smelling you. Texter here says...
I'll take that every time.
Texter here said if the I-10 bridge ever comes to fruition, the toll should be an option. Hey, that would be nice. Said if I don't want to pay, I should still have the choice to go through the tunnel. Mr. Figure's promotion of tunnel removal should not be a consideration. That's from Firecracker.
So first I heard of that, and last I've heard of that. When Figures said that, I didn't quite understand all that.
Well, and what is with the co-op-ed from our sitting U.S. Senators, Britt and Tuberville? They posted that yesterday, and sure, it was more or less a love letter to the Trump administration, like, thank you for helping to push this forward, but how much more forward have we pushed this? Or are we just talking about the groundbreaking date? Is that the only thing we continue to push forward? Because they did say that we have that $550 million bridge investment program grant. We know that that's on the way, but along with that came a lot of other federal requirements, and that's the usual bureaucratic stuff that you would expect, and that even adds more costs. They said that they were able to shed some of those unnecessary costs, like an observation overlook and then dedicated pedestrian and bicycle paths. Now, do we need a bicycle path down the entire Bayway? No. But I will say, and I don't think you should be walking over the Bayway, but I do know that people do walk the Bayway, so surely there will be enough room for any of those dum-dums that try to do that.
Well, you don't want to have a bicycle path that ends somewhere along, you either have one or you don't, right?
Right. But they said that Mobile in this project will be the first to qualify for the Interstate System Reconstruction and Rehabilitation Pilot Program. And the Federal Highway Administration describes that program. I was hoping they meant that they would get enough funding that the tolling wouldn't necessarily be as much of an issue, but that program they're talking about there, it's a way for states to seek tolling authority for interstate reconstruction or rehabilitation projects, but it requires consultation with the MPOs. We have one in Mobile and one on the Eastern Shore, a financial analysis showing toll revenue is needed, and also a plan for implementing tolls and financing the work. And I don't think I'm alone. I think I'm actually in the majority of people who think that $2.50 toll that we were promised, I mean, at this point, there's no way, right? They're going to jack that price up. That's the only way I can see this happening.
I know you feel pretty strongly that that's going to be the case. And again, all I was pointing out this morning was, and I think we both agree, like something's up, that Britt and Tuberville write this op-ed. They don't promise Trump's coming, but they kind of, why would you even go there if he's not? And we already got to have some construction going on with the Tensaw River Bridge. You know, you see those cranes out in Mobile River and along the causeway. That's the replacement Tensaw River Bridge that they're they're working on right now, that on the causeway.
Yeah, well, they've been working on that for a while, but also a lot of that equipment out there is for testing. You had the pile testing, you had the vibration testing,
yeah,
and a lot of that going on. So we'll see. It does bring some questions, like why now? Why are they saying this when technically nothing new has been signed and delivered?
Which tells me nothing new has been signed and delivered, or nothing new is up that has been yet revealed.
Yeah.
So if you have two people so connected to everything in the state and to the president come out and write this op-ed, what's up? I don't know, but something's up.
Gardner says, what about a plan for when the toll would end? Never?
Never.
They said it would sunset, right?
No.
But that would be like 50, 75 years or something like that?
They never sunset. They just don't. Especially when it's set far in advance. It's 8:30. Rob Hulbert with Lanyap scheduled to join us next.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. military completed a round of strikes early Thursday in Iran. Those strikes took place shortly after President Trump declared the Memorandum of Understanding with Tehran is over. Utah prosecutors plan to play audio clips in open court of law enforcement officials interviewing the roommate of the man accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Tyler Robinson, charged with aggravated murder, and has not entered a plea. He turned himself in a day after the fatal shooting of Kirk at Utah Valley University in September. A hazardous record-breaking heat wave scorching the U.S., bringing triple-digit temperatures to millions, a powerful heat dome roasting the western U.S. This follows a deadly scorcher that recently blanketed the East Coast and the Midwestern U.S. This is SRN News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline, 800-305-6762. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-305-6762 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. That's 800-305-6762 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-305-6762.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects sunny skies today with just isolated showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
For more than 50 years, Mobile Bay Magazine has showcased the history, style, arts, dining, and entertainment that defines excellence on both sides of Mobile Bay. Each month's issue is filled with our unique Southern Alabama culture, beautifully captured and told through engaging articles and stunning photography. When you subscribe to Mobile Bay Magazine, you'll be swept into the pages where recipes, familiar places and faces, and untold stories abound. Start your journey today by visiting MobileBayMag.com. That's MobileBayMag.com.
Every Monday at 7, Jennifer Boozer Stewart presents Sweet Home Cannabama. Brought to you by Cloud 9 Vapes, the South's best vape shops. Answering all your questions with accurate information, connecting you to policy leaders, and dispelling the myths of cannabis with guests from every corner of the industry. Check out Cannabama.com and join Jennifer Boozer Stewart Mondays at 7 p.m. for Sweet Home Cannabama on FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney, and the truth is I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. After 15 years and over 50,000 cancellations, I can tell you with confidence, we know how to get you out of your timeshare. Call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit guide absolutely free with all your options for cancellation. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-500-8585. That's 800-500-8585. 800-500-8585.
From the Green to Phillips Injury Doors Traffic Center, Druid Drive in Garland Street got an accident without injuries in the final clearing stages. Westbound I-10 still got heavier traffic as you're approaching the George Wallace Tunnel. No delays as you're traveling from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fork. Green to Phillips Injury Doors are here for you, and you can meet with an attorney today. They can help with car wrecks, truck accidents, slip and falls, wrongful death, social security disability, and more. Call 300-2000 and see them at greenphillips.com. And I'm King with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile Bay starts its day with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings.
A lot of headlines to get to with Rob Holbert from Lanyap, lanyapmobile.com, and including the Chamber and the CMA dude from down at the beach who thinks he's Garth Brooks or whatever. He's not, though. He's not Garth Brooks either, but he is Rob Holbert with Lanyap. Morning, Rob.
Morning, guys. How are y'all?
Hey, Doing good. We're great. Yeah, we talk about, you know, busy editions of the Lanyap, and this week's edition, I mean, you could pick. There are so many big and entertaining stories here, and the cover story, kind of carrying on a story that Scott Johnson and Lanyap broke from the beginning. Inside the Machine, Whistleblower Details Inner Workings of Clinic Mogul's Empire, and that has to do with the Alabama Pain. I'm sorry, I forget the exact name of the business.
Yeah, Alabama Medical Clinic over there. Yeah. It was off Old Shell Road.
Yeah, South Alabama, right.
A lot of this that we were theorizing about, like how they were getting the numbers of people who had just been in accidents and how they were contacting them and then pushing them through their own system of fraud, that whistleblower really let us know about a lot of that.
Yeah, he's kind of the guy, I kind of like to call him the top guy's Igor, basically. He's his, you know, he was his second-hand man and second-in-command, and he told Scott a whole bunch of the details of what goes on inside that huge operation. And essentially what it is that people don't remember is that, you know, if somebody has an accident, these folks are somehow getting the names and numbers of people in an accident very rapidly and calling them and setting them up with medical appointments. They sign a contract with an attorney. They get medical care. They basically end up giving a bunch of their money away to, you know, if there is any kind of settlement that, it's just a real quick kind of, as the DA's office calls it, a claim jacking. So it's a really bizarre situation. Scott did a bunch of stories on it, and you know that's he also won a bunch of awards for doing those stories in this last year. And it's been really something that's pretty special. But as far as the story goes, I mean, it's got tentacles that go across the country.
Yeah. Yeah,
but this latest one is talking to the guy from inside, and it's really interesting stuff, and he has a lot of detail on what they were doing.
Yeah, and scammers gonna scam because they weren't just, you know, scamming the customers, but even this whistleblower Nicholas Bruno, who sounded like maybe an assistant of sorts for Planbeck, but he was even, you know, putting businesses in his name and running all kinds of crazy.
Yeah. They're putting stuff in the guy's name. He said, you know, he found out, you know, wait a minute, they put like four different things under my name and all this kind of stuff. It's bizarre stuff. It is a very interesting story in a huge web of just organized crime that has been going on around here. And it's still going on. I mean, we're still getting, people are still getting calls from these people doing this. I mean, they're not just running away. They're trying to continue doing what they're doing.
Yeah, other parts of the state, right? Or is that where we're getting calls?
Even all over.
And so,
there's stuff local even. There's still stuff being done locally.
Yeah. That's pretty arrogant, isn't it?
They shut the clinic down, but it continues. This stuff continues.
they were really cutthroat with these telemarketers, too, that they would bring in. Like, if they weren't seeing immediate results, you're out on the road for this, this scam.
Yeah.
The way he explained that, really interesting, too. Yeah. So folks really need to read that, that cover story in this week's edition. Also, speaking of stories broken by Lanyap and by, well, Scott Johnson playing a big role in this, too. What's the latest here on the Bayou LaBattery Housing Authority, and the director and her husband had Judge Wesley Pipes earlier this week come down with a bombshell order?
Yeah, he put the smack down on them, basically. So there's a the Bayou LaBattery Housing Board is suing Virginia Huddleston and Daryl Wilson, husband and wife, that were running their the housing authority out there. They're suing them, basically trying to reclaim with some money that they said that they shouldn't have gotten. Mm-hmm. If you remember this story, it's one we wrote about years ago, that the housing authority, the Baltimore, I mean, the Bayou LaBattery Housing Authority had one property. They had a complex out there, an apartment complex out there. And the board essentially said, we're going to sell this housing complex. The only thing that we do, mm-hmm. it's the only thing that they manage. We're going to sell the whole thing, and we're going to give all the money to Virginia and her husband as retirement, $4.2 million of retirement after 7 years of working here. Mm. And so Virginia Huddleston and her husband, when they got sued, they filed a counterclaim claiming that they are owed this money.
Yeah.
And Judge Pipes came off the top rope on that thing and said, absolutely not. He basically said it's the most ridiculous thing of all time. He went through and just, he even lined out how long it would take.
You there, Rob? Uh-oh.
Program. And he's like, you know, you'd have to work there 50 years to get this sort of thing. You're trying to get $4 million after 7 years. And I mean, and he points out again that this is the only thing that this, the only thing they did was this.
Yeah.
So, and you're kind of cutting in and out, Rob, but so it was members of the board that approved that, and have we gotten down to exactly why that decision was made, that they were
ever given, went along with it?
Hey, Rob, we're having some...
We've never found that out.
Yeah. I've never found that out? Wow.
We're having some trouble. You're cutting out for about 10, 15 seconds at a time, so I'm not sure if maybe we can... Yeah, maybe we can get that figured out here, but while you can hear us, what about criminal charges for this? I know there's a civil lawsuit where they're trying to claw the money back that they have received, which is a lot less than $4.2 million, but is there anything criminal about this? Yeah, we might have lost Rob. Might have to try this again, or maybe wrap it up with Rob. We'll see if, Leanne, I'll get you his number. Maybe we can dial him back here for the rest of this segment.
Okay.
But, it seems like we're having some obvious connection issues with Rob. But that's the whole thing about that, the housing authority, the ruling. Now, what Pipe said was that, hey, this is absolutely ridiculous that you think that you can keep this money and sell the only asset, the asset that you were in charge of. And I know there's this other civil suit where they're trying to claw the money back, which I think was somewhere around, what was it, $150,000 or something like that. But it seems criminal, doesn't it?
It was so crazy when they broke the story. It's one of those stories, and some of these stories that Scott does are that way, and that you've got to read it twice. You know, it's pretty in-depth. And some of the facts of the case were facts, but they were hard to believe, including when you get right down to it, they're retiring and their settlement is $4.2 million as the heads of this Bayou LaBattery housing. It just none of it made any sense.
Pretty wild. Let's try this again, see if it'll work this time. Hey, Rob, can you hear us now?
I can. I'm going to have to just say that my new Xfinity package is not working very well at my house.
Yeah, okay. Well, this segment not brought to you by Xfinity.
I hope they're not advertisers. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, I wouldn't get it.
But anyway, they're not advertisers, and there's no chance they ever will be.
Probably not after this, but, you know, anyway.
So, Rob, as we were laying that story out, and there is this civil suit, they're trying to draw the money back that they had received. But is there any criminal? Are there any criminal charges or any expected for this? Oh, good Lord!
All right.
I think it's time to call it. Thank you. We tried. And Rob tried. You know, sometimes this happens. It's live radio. And Rob and his team there at Lanyap doing a great job.
He's got the terribly poor Xfinity package. It's not his fault.
Now, I will counter that and say I have Xfinity. And I'm not just trying to suck up for any good reason.
This would be a good time to do that.
It works for me.
Okay.
It works for me.
Hey, one of the stories that we wanted to get to, and I wanted to get your reaction to this too, and I don't know that I've got it all clearly in my head what this guy has been up to, but Austin Tanner,
yeah,
he was in trouble, and then he broke his pre-trial status over a trip to the
CMAs. That was the first big part of that story. Yeah.
So he was arrested, and he wasn't supposed to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Then he goes to Nashville, and then the pictures of him circulate of him backstage, not just at the CMAs. This dude's backstage.
Yeah, so Austin Tanner, mm-hmm. and he's a Orange Beach musician, but I don't know how many I've seen, you know, on Facebook, other musicians at the beach don't seem to know who this guy is.
Right.
And I don't know if I showed you. I feel like I did show you, but he even made like music videos that were on YouTube. And
I haven't seen those.
Pretty funny stuff.
I saw him do what wasn't bad, huh?
No, I thought it was hilarious. I didn't think it was good.
No, it was not intended to be funny.
It was, it was hilarious because anybody thinks they can just, you know, throw on a pair of cowboy boots and start acting like Jason Aldean, and all of a sudden they're going to be the next
Jason Aldean.
And I can understand why. He's 38. He thought that with his youth that he would really, mm-hmm. but anyway, enough personal shots at the guy.
We can
do enough through the facts of this case.
I saw something on him where it looks like he may consider himself an influencer in some way too. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but he wears a lot of hats, some of them cowboys.
Yeah.
And he keeps getting in trouble when he's already in trouble, and that's more trouble.
So the reason he was in trouble in the first place.
Right, what was that first
charged with? Two counts of first degree insurance fraud. Attempted first degree theft and not attempted, but actual first degree theft.
And he
pleaded not guilty to those. And then he was on bond, violated that bond to go to the CMA Awards. I think that was last year.
Yeah, made sure the pictures got out so everyone at the DA's office was aware of that.
And then after we kind of, you know, read that story and figured out who this Austin Tanner was, things went quiet for some time.
Until?
But now he's back in the news because he has lost his pretrial status because he got into a physical altercation at the Wharf. Now, you may be asking, was it at the Gavin Adcock concert this past weekend where everyone was fighting?
Yeah.
It was
like a saloon in the Old West.
Yeah, the Adcock concert was like a saloon in the Old West.
Yeah.
With everyone throwing their $22 beers. How crazy was that?
Thank goodness that in all my days of me and Shelby going down there, I never had to deal with anything like that. People were generally pretty civil at most of it. Usually when you go to a concert, you're happy mm-hmm. because the artist that you love the most, or one of them, is up on stage singing many of your favorite songs, so it's a good time. Adcock, he's kind of twisted this thing in a new way.
I love the guy.
Intentionally, right?
Yeah.
But I never had anything. Every now and then somebody would get, you know, maybe hammered and fall and break his jaw from just, you know.
Well, enough about Hank Williams.
He went to our first concert there many years ago.
Hank show I went to, he was the drunkest person there.
Yeah.
But the drunkest crowd I've seen at the Wharf was a Brad Paisley concert.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't expect that.
No, I wouldn't either.
Where people were, you know, tumbling down the stairs, which technically is the quickest way down, but not the best. So Tanner, he got into a fight at the Wharf, but it wasn't at the Gavin Adcock concert.
It was at the Tracy Lawrence?
It was at the Tracy Lawrence Gary Allen concert, mm-hmm. which I believe Tracy Lawrence is the only one allowed to assault anyone at a Tracy Lawrence concert.
He's got a history of that.
He does have a history of that. So Rossi's motion, Rossi is the assistant district attorney. He filed a motion to accuse Tanner of violating his bond. That motion states that Tanner's now been charged with third-degree assault with intent to cause physical injury in Orange Beach, and that happened earlier last month. And Orange Beach police have confirmed an open case during a phone call with a reporter. But this story, it's got everything you need in it.
It does. So I'm looking at the story now and recalling it was November of 2024. that prosecutors moved to revoke Tanner's bond after he, so he's not supposed to go anywhere. He's supposed to be stay put.
Mm-hmm.
He goes up to Nashville. He's a big-time guy that can talk his way into rooms, I suppose. He ends up backstage, and he just can't contain himself. So he's backstage with some star, and he's got to put that out on – he himself put that on social media.
When you're an influencer, you just can't help yourself, right?
So even understanding that new charges would arise,
yeah,
his ego got in the way, and he had to post it and got busted.
I would love to more –
that was 2 years ago.
I would love to know more details on what sparked the altercation at the Gary Allen-Tracy Lawrence concert. Was it during Allen singing Chicks Dig It? Was it during Lawrence's Time Marches On?
I know what
it
was.
It's not a good song to fight.
Here's my guess. It was when the guy behind him said, "Hey, are you that idiot?" That's probably when the first punch was thrown or landed.
That is very possible.
Yeah, it was like he likes to be seen and likes to be noticed. Well, they probably noticed him.
Oh, Sean on the text line. Not Sean Sullivan. He says, "You got to be hammered to listen to Brad Paisley." Don't do my boy like that. I love Brad. Love him.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would have never expected a drunken crowd at the Paisley concert. Not exactly what you would guess. 8:51 with Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects sunny skies today with just isolated showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
1819 News.
A pharmacy benefit regulator has been chosen for the newly created PBM Compliance Division. This is all located within the Alabama Department of Insurance. That department has hired Thomas McCarthy for the position. He comes to the job with decades of legal experience in civil litigation, prosecution, and regulatory compliance. The ADOI Commissioner, Mark Fowler, says that McCarthy brings extensive leadership and legal experience that will be utilized for the department's mission of protecting Alabama consumers. Prior to this new job, McCarthy was serving as the Deputy General Counsel for the Alabama Department of Corrections. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you. To have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A mother, father, and young child were killed in a crash that involved two semi-trucks. The crash occurred in Jefferson County on Interstate 59 on Tuesday of this week. The victims are a family from Mississippi. They're identified as DeQuarius Butler, Dominique Butler, and their 5-year-old daughter, Nalani. Three other children from that same family were injured. They were in the semi-truck that Butler was driving. WTVY News is reporting on a partnership between Enterprise State Community College and Troy University to help alleviate the shortage of nurses here in the state of Alabama. The two educational institutions will allow for students to enroll simultaneously at both schools in order to accelerate the completion of their associate degrees and bachelor's degree in nursing. ESCC is also about to complete construction of a brand new health and science building. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
American Legacy Company is the one place you can go to show off your American pride. They have shirts, trinkets, and the coolest White House replica with President Trump and the First Lady standing right outside. Show off your pride with American Legacy Company in Gulf Shores on Highway 59.
Hey, back in the studio catching up with my buddy Hal from Ultra Wash, talking about how busy we all are.
That's right, Sean. Kids in sports, entertaining friends and family, and hopefully a trip or two to the beach.
Yeah, we definitely don't have time to take care of things around the house.
If you don't want to give up your fun and family time, give us a call. We can bring the exterior of your home or business back to life.
All right, I know how to get you, but how does everybody else reach you, Hal?
You can call me at 366-5291.
It's not just washed, it's ultra washed.
Sperman Pro 10 when attending traffic center. Mobile Police Department cleared the accident off Range Line in 65. Now we've got radar in that stretch, but a good ride as you travel from Government, Airport, off in an old shell. No problems heading downtown, George Wallace, Bankhead Tunnels. Pro 10 when attending at 220 Portside Boulevard in Mobile, the only shop in the Mobile area offering ceramic films exclusively. They also offer a no-fault lifetime warranty that covers even a small scratch. Pro 10 when attending. Call 802-1234. And I'm King to the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
News, weather, traffic, and sports. You're listening to Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
That would be us. Oh, that could be. And we're so grammatically incorrect. How about that? If we could do a talk show back and forth, grammatically incorrect, and it would be, like Catherine would be like in between us. She would just be right there to say that was stated or incorrect.
Like Tony Reale used to do on Pardon the Interruption.
There you go.
Where he would, at the end of the show, tell them
about the errors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Gardner, sending a video from that Gavin Adcock show. I think I've seen them all. I mean, because I've been actively looking for them. That was absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. And let's see here. Michael says, as far as the tolls, honestly, in today's dollars, that $2.50 toll from 5 years ago is like $7.50 in today's dollars. Preach on that. He also said, are y'all going to talk to Rob about his attacks on y'all's colleague, Jeff? I'm gonna let the fellas work that out. And I think maybe a Gavin Adcock concert might be the best place to do that.
Yeah, it appears so.
King of all unnamed texters says the tolls will be literal highway robbery. Thank you. That's good. Yeah. Considering all of the tolls that have been paid in taxes that have not produced a practical bayway, it is the most consistent thing that I complain about. And I don't even ride it as often as so many of you do.
Yeah, how about the people that do it every day? That's crazy to think that there are a lot of people that have got to come
multiple times a day.
Yeah. Mostly Baldwin County here, but there are other cases too. And you're right, some people that are in the driving and delivering industry several times a day.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
856-251-343-0106 if you want to get in on the text line. Kenny says, I like the way that, where was that little gator?
Clear.
Okay. He said, I like the way that they took the alligator into custody. I wonder if they cuffed him and threw him into the back of the car.
I don't think they did. And they took him to Weeks Bay. So that's just a short drive away. I could screw down Highway 1, that's what they did. They took them to Weeks Bay.
And do they have to rubber band the mouth even when they're that little, right? Or is it cute when they bite you when they're that little? Probably not.
He was pretty small. I mean, it was somewhere between an alligator and a lizard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, a lizard's a little alligator, kind of, sort of. He looked like a, he was almost small enough to just, it's just a lizard.
let's see. I wanted to get to some more of these texts. Summerdale Tony says, I bet if we name the new bridge after Donald Trump, we will get the funding quick.
There you go.
But another texter pointed out, if we're waiting on Trump to move this bridge plan forward, we're probably SOL because, he'll be out in 2 years.
Yeah.
It was odd that op-ed came out from Tuberville and Britt, and I don't think they would do that unless there were some really big actual announcements. Now, they did say we would be the first project to receive that new kind of funding that supposedly makes it easier to find and work with tolling authorities.
Didn't it feel like they were whetting our appetite a little bit, like more is on the way? We'll for now, we will say this, but more is on the way. It will be followed up by a major announcement.
Yeah, and they want to invite Trump to the groundbreaking.
I would think that that's already in the plans.
Coming up on the Jeff Poor Show, Lieutenant Governor candidate John Wall in hour number one, April Marie Fogel from 1819 in hour number two, and then from the Fairhope Faith Collective, Robert Watson in hour number three.
It is 8:58 and a half with Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. We are back with you tomorrow beginning at 6 a.m. right here on Mobile Mornings and FM Talk 106.5.